When President-elect Biden takes office at noon on January 20th, he will lead a country that is sharply divided between rural and urban areas. Biden did well in cities and suburbs. Donald Trump, the departing president, won many rural counties. So how can Biden reach out to those counties? NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
For conservatives like Judy Burgess, who's a longtime state legislator from rural Arizona, President Trump did as well as he could have managing the coronavirus pandemic. She waited in line to vote this fall. Burgess said lockdowns have hit small towns hard.
This coronavirus has really shut down a lot of businesses. We have a lot of small businesses going out of business, and so we're losing sales tax revenue.
Rural Republicans mostly spurned the COVID business shutdowns. Many Democrats called them essential to protect public health. The pandemic is a big reason why the urban-rural vote split even sharper on party lines this year than in 2016. While Blue America blasted the president's chaotic pandemic response and his spreading of racist conspiracy theories, Trump racked up wins in some rural counties by even bigger margins than in 2016. Kathy Kramer is an expert on the rural-urban divide at the University of Wisconsin.
There's this sense that decisions about the pandemic are being made in cities and kind of imposed on rural spaces. And that doesn't sit very well with a lot of folks and may have driven them further from the Democratic Party.
Rural Wisconsin has been a flashpoint for divisions over coronavirus policy. Even as many rural counties saw alarming spikes in cases and hospitalizations leading up to the election, Kramer says Trump was still able to capitalize on rural resentment. There's a lot of mistrust in government authority here and a proud tradition of individualism when it comes to mask mandates or social distancing laws. Trump also sent billions in subsidies to farmers.
Rural communities across the country have been feeling increasingly that the government is not paying attention to people like them and doesn't really care about them and doesn't respect them.
So, can a President Biden even make inroads into Trump's Red America in 2021? The farmer, who's also the Senate Democrats' de facto rural leader, Montana's John Tester, is trying to stay optimistic.
You know, if he gets a good person in as a Secretary of Ag, and he's willing to do what I say, listen first, and react to what you're hearing, I think we'll be in fine shape.
Tester says Republicans have been winning rural voters on what he calls hot-button issues. But he faults both parties for mostly shunning rural America and its complex problems that aren't solvable over one election cycle.
The American family farmer and rancher are going away. And the parties that can figure out how to stop that from happening will win rural America.
Analysts say the rural-urban divide is sharpest in the middle of the country, which has been hit hard economically and where many small towns are losing population. Democrats like Tester see an opening in the West, though, where in 2021 the party will control all the Senate seats in New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado, the first time since the 1940s.
I think rural America is literally up for grabs.
And the 2020 election also exposed vulnerabilities for Republicans in states like Colorado. The GOP lost even worse than it did in 2016 in the cities and suburbs, and also in rural counties with ski resorts and tourist-dependent economies.
There was a lot of frustration going into this election.
Rose Puglisi is a Republican commissioner in traditionally conservative Mesa County, Colorado, which picked up some big wins during the Trump era when it came to oil and gas development on public land. She's skeptical about what a Biden administration will mean for rural economies, but she's eager to listen.
I mean, really, when we talk about what's important to all parties and all political persuasions, they want to make sure they have economic opportunities. And so it'll be interesting to see how he talks about rural America and our economic opportunities.
For now, Puglisi says rural counties like hers are mostly worried about the potential for more lockdowns due to coronavirus. She hopes the new administration will continue to leave those decisions to states and local jurisdictions. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.